The Phoenix City Council has had to face big choices in the past year, but the debates and meetings have been about more than just the issues. Tension between council members has bubbled up to the surface, like in this exchange between Mayor Thelda Williams and Councilmember Sal DeCicco during an October council meeting.
I have now people coming and asking for a rule of conduct for the council because it has become adversarial, and it's not meant to be adversarial.
Well, Mayor, I am you put here a proposal to together at the
will
last
meeting. Will you not interrupt me?
You hide a proposal
Stop
from the
it
public.
Right now.
Williams took over as interim mayor after former Mayor Greg Stanton left to run for Congress in May. Williams now serves as both mayor and the council member for District 1, leaving the council with just 8 members instead of the usual 9. Stanton's absence has also had a ripple effect. Council members Kate Gallego and Daniel Valenzuela also left their post to run for the open mayoral seat. 2 new council members, Vanya Guevara and Felicita Mendoza, have been appointed to fill those seats. The mayoral runoff and races for those 2 council seats are all in March.
Meanwhile, the altercations continue. Last month, DeCicco publicly called out city management staff over what he calls a host of blunders and says there's a lack of trust in the decision-making of the team. Mayor Williams and council members Laura Pastor and Deborah Stark responded with their own public statement criticizing DeCicco's comments, writing, quote, his scorched earth tactics and bullying have become a cancer at City Hall, end quote. DeCicco told the show he's trying to prevent backroom deals without public input.
We don't agree on a whole lot of issues, but the most important thing is that as long as they're transparent, as long as they're doing what they say that they're going to do, then we can have a disagreement there. Where we run into problems is when things are done behind closed doors, when they're done in a way that I believe to be contrary to the voters.
The rancor continued in last week's meeting in which the council approved a water rate hike of 5-3. DeCicco, who voted no, once again called city leadership untrustworthy.
The tension in City Hall saddens Claude Maddox. He served on the Phoenix City Council for more than a decade. He's now with the firm Olera Alvarez.
Things have changed a lot with the city council, and Mark, quite frankly, there's a lot of turmoil on the city council at this point, and there has been for quite a while. It's just, I think, been exacerbated since the changes that have occurred on the council in the last few months. And so with that being the case, I think we're seeing more of it. We've got a situation where former Mayor Stanton resigns, runs for Congress. He was successful. That put the council in a position that we only have 8 council members. When you've got a 8 council count, you end up with a situation where you don't have a tiebreaker. And that's, in essence, the mayor acts as a tiebreaker, if necessary. When you have a split vote, that particular issue dies. And so we're finding ourselves in that position quite frequently right now.
How much of the turmoil that you see on the city council do you attribute to the fact that Mayor Stanton is not there anymore, that you have an interim mayor, we'll have a new mayoral election in a couple months, but do you see sort of like a power vacuum that certain council members are trying to fill in that void?
I think that this your analysis, especially under the circumstances where you've got a mayor that was appointed from the city council and is not a popularly elected mayor, who is working very, very hard to try to move issues forward. But she doesn't have the support of nor the respect of the council at the level that perhaps a popularly elected mayor would. So that being the case, we're running into a lot of situations where we've got split votes, things are not moving forward, especially controversial things. A lot of the activity, the turmoil, so to speak, has kind of been there, but I think that Mayor Stanton was able to kind of keep people together. I think that's an important part of a popularly elected mayor.
Well, and over the past several weeks, we've gotten a number of press releases from one council member in particular, Sal DeCicco, where he's been basically accusing colleagues on the council of lying and accusing city staff and agency directors of lying. Has that been going on for a while? I mean, it seems like we've not heard that kind of language before. And, you know, it's in relation to the water rate issue, the Suns Arena, the light rail issue. There's specific issues, but it seems like maybe the rhetoric has been ratcheted up a little bit.
It has actually been around for quite a while. I think it's getting a lot more play because of the turmoil and because of the circumstances. But DeCiccio hasn't changed. I mean, his focus has always kind of moved in that direction. The unfortunate thing, and when I was on the council, we had our disagreements, but we had them behind closed doors, and we didn't personally attack or publicly attack each other. Very rarely did you see anything of that nature. We're seeing it more and more, and it's not just DeCiccio. No one is immune to this, and what you find or what you see is a lot of this really vitriol communications going out there. I think the best way to describe it is that Washington has finally gotten to Phoenix.
It's interesting you make the comparison between Washington, D.C. And the city government in Phoenix, because for years, you know, you heard about how in D.C. members of the House or the Senate would, fight in debates and disagree with each other during the day and then go have dinner or drinks together at night. And, you know, even though they disagreed on policy, they could work together and be together as human beings, in some cases as friends. Is that not the case anymore, do you think, on the Phoenix City Council? Do you think that the rhetoric has become so personal that members of the council are unable to work together anymore?
I think so, yes. There are members of the council that don't talk to one another. Now, that's not all the council. And there are members of the council from different perspectives that will talk to one another, trying to come to some common ground, which is the way it's supposed to work and hopefully will.
So how can the new mayor, whether it's Kate Gallego or Daniel Valenzuela, how can they, and maybe even can they, try to bring this group back together and get it working in the way that it ought to be working again?
Oh, I think they can. The first thing that the mayor is going to have to do is they're going to have to build a bridge between the mayor's office and the council office. They've got to work hard to get the respect of the other council members and gain the trust of the other council members, and that's going to require them to include them.
Does some of that come down to, as you discussed earlier, the fact that whoever the new mayor is will have been elected as opposed to appointed, and they have a set term as opposed to, you know, they're just kind of there until the new mayor is elected, which is what Mayor Williams is the position.
Well, we'll see that. We'll see if that's the case. But, I mean, a popularly elected mayor or official, regardless, has the mandate of the people. And so they are representing the city. And so I think that the city council members, for the most part, respect that. They respect the office. But again, the mayor needs to develop that respect as a person and has to build that trust between themselves, their office, and the council. And so it's up to the individual as to whether they want to go it by themselves and continue this, or if they want to build bridges and have a very working, cohesive city council that will move forward the agenda that's important to the mayor, but also important to the council, and most of all, important to the city.
All right. That's Claude Maddox. He's a former Phoenix City Council member. He's now with the firm Olera Alvarez here in Phoenix. Claude, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We'll know who the new mayor will be, as well as which direction they'd like the council to go after the March 12th runoff election. That's also the date for the special election for the two council seats in Districts 5 and 8, once again shaking up the dynamic on the city council. Both mayoral candidates recognize the discord on the council and that they'll have to work to do something to move past it. Daniel Valenzuela says it's okay for council members to disagree, but they shouldn't be disagreeable while they're doing it.
I have always respectfully challenged my colleagues on the council as well, that if you are going to disagree, then come up with an idea, come up with a solution.
And Kate Gallego says the city needs a strong leader who's willing to call out officials who are dishonest or disagreeable.
When there are elected officials or candidates who won't take stands, that's something that can create a vacuum. And I do think we need strong leadership at the elected official level.
The council has four more meetings between now and Election Day.